Brilliance Audio presents Rooted in Peace, an inspiring story of finding peace within by Greg Reitman, performed by the author. To Britta, for opening my heart. Introduction. The highest form of intelligence is being. The highest form of feeling is love. The highest form of thinking is creativity. And the highest form of doing is service. Deepak Chopra. Trees. They have many branches, yet every branch starts from one root. Trees are nearly everywhere, and wherever they are not, Arctic tundra, blistering desert, urban concrete, or steel labyrinth, the land is barren and inhospitable to life. Without trees, we might as well be on the moon. If we value ourselves, we must value trees. They are the force that puts us in balance. Trees are a metaphor for humanity. We come from many faiths, ethnicities, nationalities. We speak many languages and worship different gods. Our world is as divided as it is diverse. Unresolved conflicts, wars, and numerous armed struggles still haunt so many people and nations, cultures, and religions. Yet, in the end, we are all the same. We grow from the same root. We live, we breathe, we eat, we love, we learn, we work, we yearn for balance, meaning, and a higher purpose before we die. We strive for peace, and we all face the same problems: ecological disaster, continuous global war, inner turmoil. Trees ask us to examine how we live in the natural world, with one another and interpersonally. If we value ourselves, we value trees. They are the force that puts us in balance. Based on my documentary, Rooted in Peace, this book challenges readers to examine their values as Americans and human beings. Today, we are at war within ourselves, with our environment, and with the world. Gradually, we have come to be consumed by fear. In the documentary, Rooted in Peace, I posit that this cycle of violence and retaliation must end. And it can end. Sadly, most people and cultures don't change unless they go through suffering and pain. But there is another way. We must get out of this reptilian sensibility, us versus them, survival versus non-existence, and evolve to a higher state full of love and compassion. If it is possible for all of us to live in a society based on individual freedom, where the priority is always our common good, then there's hope. The story of Rooted in Peace is an adventure in seeking that starting point, one where peace takes root. Indeed, I don't just see this as my journey. Rather, this is a journey of we, in which each of us invests in preserving the enormity of life and the well-being of our planet. We all have within ourselves our own yearning for peace. We're all citizens of the globe and stakeholders in this process. As I began my search for the roots of peace, I realized I couldn't change the world by myself. Who am I, after all? A typical Gen Xer brought up in a small suburb of New York who had the opportunity to attend college and become educated? Besides, I'm just one small person among billions. What possible impact could I have on the world as a whole? It was when I realized my quest wasn't mine alone, but one I could share, that Rooted in Peace first began to take shape as a concept and an ideal. As a documentary filmmaker and Sundance Film Festival alumnus, I witnessed the impact of the commercial release of my film Fuel on society at large. Tens of thousands of mothers and others, moved by the film's message, walked out of the screen rooms and theaters and immediately moved to sell their SUVs, replacing them with hybrids. We did that with images on a screen. We showed the world the ease with which fuel replacements were accessible.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?